Here at Oracle State Park, people can actually hear the wind chimes at the Canale Ranch House again. For more than 2 years, when the wind teased the chimes, no one was around to enjoy it. The gates were locked, the house sat silent, the hiking trails grew weedy. The park was one of several that closed in 2009 when state lawmakers slashed the park system's operating budget. But the idea that the public couldn't enjoy the park's oak woods and desert grasses bothered a group of area residents. Some were members of the privately run Friends of Oracle State Park. They were founded about 20 years ago to support the park through volunteerism. Marianne Pogani serves as the group's president. She says state park staff approached them about 2 years ago and asked if they could help kick in some money to reopen the park part-time. All they needed was another $21,000.
So we said, that's a good challenge. We would like to see it open at least one day on Saturdays, because if we're going to ask people for money, we'd like them to be able to use the park. And they agreed. They said, that's something we'll work with. So we put the contract together and we went to work, and we raised $10,500 that we matched with our own $10,500 from our savings. So we came up with $21,000 to reopen the park.
At first, just one day a week in the winter. Now it's open Saturdays and Sundays about half of the year. The park is also open to school field trips on the weekdays, part of its overall focus on environmental education. Pogetti says the Friends of Oracle State Park wants to help pay for that, too.
We have aligned our goals with their goals so that we're on the same page. There's certain things they want to do, and if we can help them do that, that's what we're here to do. So I think we have this really nice relationship that's been built and is continuing to come together and be mutually satisfying.
Oracle State Park isn't just attractive to hikers and birdwatchers. The bees like it here, too. A small swarm is browsing a tree in the garden behind the Canale Ranch House. The park sits on the eastern edge of the Santa Catalina Mountains in a desert transition zone. It's at an intersection of climates, mountain and high desert to the south, the lowlands of the San Pedro River Valley to the east. Jennifer Renio is chief ranger at the park, and her enthusiasm about the place is evident.
It's the programs that are unique here. It's the people who take the ranch house tour are just so fascinated by this family and this architecture. And it's the only wildlife preserve in the state park system. We're the only park that has a 4-mile section of the Arizona Trail that goes through the park.
Renio waited out the closure of Oracle State Park by working at nearby Catalina State Park. She recalls the mood in 2009 when lawmakers had cut the park system's budget and swept funds that were specifically meant for the system. So it has to be particularly hard on a park ranger like Jennifer Renio to see the gates closed and the public kept out.
Well, you know, it was tough times for everybody and for all parks. And, you know, at the time it looked like all parks, all the historic and education parks may close, and only the ones that were going to be left open were the money-making camping parks. And so it's great in that time that other money and other help stepped in. So we're just kind of moving forward. Of course, it was very sad. I had worked out here for, since 99, coordinating the environmental education programs. And for me personally, when the park closed and those programs were suspended, you know, that was 20 years of education to school groups that, you know, that was put on hold. And it is hard to close the park and close the gate and say no trespassing after we worked so hard for many years to, you know, attract community support here.
Renio says the Friends of Oracle State Park was the first such group in the park system. They originally started out as a volunteer group. Now their donation is directly funding park operations.
You know, we're still limited operations, seasonal operations, limited staff. And so we're not quite back to the level that we were before. But what is exciting is as we're opening today and in the last week, we've been talking about some projects that we can work on together to, again, you know, make some improvements to our education programs. What is encouraging, again, is just to be able to look towards, you know, projects in the future and working with our friends group.
Now that the park is reopened, Renio says activities will focus on environmental education. There'll be a variety of wildlife programs and guided hikes. Oracle State Park is open Saturdays and Sundays through April 28th. The park will close for the summer and then reopen in October. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.